Well, Coach, you know, you talk about how there's always two teams, and so you can't always dictate the pace of play. What did Chicago do to come out the way they did in that first period?
First touch. So they were better than us in the first period in our D-zone coverage, their offensive zone, when there was a shot on net. What we did very well the game before was we were able to break the momentum of the O-zone play by touching that puck, making a play, getting the puck out. In the first period, they were first on that puck, and they were able to sustain some offensive zone time because of that. So we had to get a little bit better there. And I think that's what they did much better today than the last game. Or we didn't do as much of a good job in the first period, but then after that we got better.
What can you say about your goaltender, Comrie? Once again, I mean, he seemed to be doing it all season long, but kept you guys in, specifically in that first period.
Well, I see him every day at practice, working extremely hard. I see him on the road when we have team dinner. He's in the middle of the group, and he's a real leader. We have exercises during the season to evaluate where our team is mentally and as far as team chemistry, and he's a leader on that team. And with the talent that he has and what he's been doing for so many years working at his craft, to see him having some success right now. I know he's had some success in the past, but now he's pushing the pace. He's establishing himself as a solid number one in this league, and that's going to bring him to the NHL at some point. So it's really good to see. He's a real good person, and he's an extremely talented player.
So you're down by one after 20 minutes. Did that kind of old school IHL almost hockey between the Wolves and the Moose, you know, JC LaPond getting into it, you had Keegan Colasar fighting Logan Stanley. Does that give your team anything going into the intermission?
Of course. I really liked the pushback. So we're down by one. We're not necessarily playing the way we want to. We're still doing a lot of good things. The first period we hit two crossbars. A game could be 2-1 for us, but we spent most of the period in the first period in our zone. The first period, and then we had to push back. We didn't like it, and there's a lot of character in this room, and that was our way to push back today. Some games it's different, but today was being a little bit more physical, and I felt that kind of mindset gave us some momentum. But there's a fine line in what we talked about between periods, is that's fine to be like this and to push back. We like it, but there's a fine line between this and losing control, and we want to stay in control.
So in that second period, you were able to dictate the pace, I thought, more than, you know, obviously in the first, and more towards what we saw the previous night against Chicago. You score two goals, so you've got a 2-1 lead now after 40. Was there something that you said to the team in between periods that was, you know, that needed to be said, or is this just a team that understands what they needed to do and got back to doing it?
Well, we have a lot of trust in our players. We speak to them, and there's a healthy relationship as far as they tell us how they feel about what's going on, and we tell them what we see, and so there's some exchange there for sure. But we felt after the second period, you know, we were up by one, but we wanted to push the pace. We wanted to extend the lead. We don't want to sit back, and that's our mindset. It's an aggressive mindset. We don't want to sit back, and that's what we did.
Guys, speaking about guys sacrificing themselves, Michael Spacek, two pucks to the face, still came back, scores a power play goal for you, hits the post. What did you see from him tonight?
You know what? This last two games, I thought, were probably his best two games of the season so far. He's on the puck. He wants the puck. He's moving quick. He's getting open. He's been really good taking faceoffs. His winning percentage is really good. And you can tell by his body language. He's making things happen on the ice, and he's enjoying it. And that's a big piece of having some success. He's having fun right now.
I asked you about this the other day, and it seems to continue to be happening with your group, which is probably a good thing, and it's probably part of the reason why you're winning. But guys are just not willing to give up on pucks. We saw JC Lapone, you know, really kind of get his legs going, set up Kamikaze for his first goal of the season. Saw Marco Dano block that shot at the end of the game when trying to protect the lead. What are you seeing from this team that just they just don't have any quit in them?
I see the foundation of this is they care for each other. They've built something special in the dressing room, and they really want to play for each other. They don't want to let anybody down, so they're willing to make those plays. And that's what happens when a team is being created over time and through adversity. We it can split the team apart, or you can get really close. And right now we have a team. The guys are playing for each other. They're blocking shots. They're not quitting. They're all in. That's what they're doing right now. And I don't know where it's going to lead us, but right now we're playing for each other and we're playing the right way.
Well, your goalie just said that he hopes it leads you guys to a Calder Cup. He thinks that you have. He said he's never played on a team that has that sort of mentality of just wanting to win as much as this team is. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a real good team chemistry, and you can't evaluate that on paper. There's no advanced stats for that. There's no numbers, but the way they play for each other and the way they interact with each other, the way they I hear them on the bench. I see them in practices. I see them how they're that's a tight group, and that goes a long way.
Got to talk about how your success at home and 12 now games straight with points here, 11-0-0-1. You're now just 1 point back of Rockford with games in hand. I mean, just what does that mean for you as a coach, just seeing what these guys have been able to accomplish? And obviously, you're not done. You can't rest on your laurels, but just to get to this point from the Christmas reset.
Well, we're here there's two parts of our jobs. We coach hockey, but the biggest part is helping people get better and achieving their goals. And they've made the statement, we want to push ourselves and we want to put ourselves in a position to compete for a playoff spot. And they're, like I said, they're all in. And to see that developing in front of my eyes, that's coaches, we talk about it all the time, but to see that developing in front of us and to see them play the way they did tonight, the way they did the last game, and the way we've been playing for until the Christmas break, it's been, I feel privileged to be their coach, to be honest.